guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3 J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
This morning we're going to have with us, once again, Barry Shamish. We're going to talk about what's going on in Israel, because what's taking place in Israel in many ways reflects what's going on in the United States. Israel is under the control of a small clique of people whose dedication is not to the preservation of Israel. They're serving the CFR, which is basically a globalist organization intent upon bringing about a one-world government. And Israel is to be sacrificed, certainly on the altar of expediency. This is why the United States is pushing Israel to go along with the idea of a Palestinian state, but that's not going to stop Hamas, Hezbollah, the radical Islamists, from insisting that Israel be destroyed. So they can do all they want to as far as forming a Palestinian state, but of course, there are those who would destroy Israel, and they're being aided and abetted by highly placed officials in the Israeli government. With that as a background, good morning, Barry. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, good. I got you.
Okay, go right ahead, and you pick up the story.
Well, there was a meeting this morning with Abbas, Bush, and Rice. I don't know much about the meeting, except that Bush promised a Palestinian state. What bothered me was how happy Rice appeared with Abbas and how glowing she was being around the PLO compared to yesterday's press conference, which I watched with great alacrity. I was watching it very carefully. Bush was very angry, and Olmert was very obsequious, and Rice was very ugly. Now, I watched the press conference, and I was surprised. I had never seen Olmert really turning into a lapdog, and that's what he was. Every word that came out of his mouth was praise for his good friend Bush, and every fourth sentence was explaining how important the Annapolis meeting was, when to the world it was a big flop, and he was saying that Bush is incredibly important. Annapolis meeting has brought him here today. He was told to say that. I mean, Olmert was, everything he said, he was told to say. They weren't his words. Bush thanked him for his kind words at the end of the press conference, but this press conference was staged. Now, you have to, I've been at these press conferences. I was at the Clinton Rabin press conference a number of years back, and it's all staged. I recall that Clinton and Rabin walked in the room, and the press corps that went with the president all stood up and gave them a standing ovation, whereas the Israelis wouldn't do it. that this was, I guess, part of the payment for being on the press junkets. You just gave him a standing ovation. And the reporters were all handpicked ahead of time. This time with Bush, there was no open mic. With Clinton, there was an attempt to have a real press conference. That means an open mic. But when I stood in line, I was pushed back so that Israeli reporters handpicked could ask the questions. Now, I was with a man, a Christian guy. He had a prosthetic arm. He died last year in Winnipeg. But he pushed the Israeli reporter back. And just when he was going to ask his question, and he got to the mic, and in front of the world, and certainly in front of all Israel, I left with him. He drove me home. Everywhere we went, people said he was tremendous. He told Clinton, and I'm paraphrasing this, he said, you don't know what a sin do. Have you forgotten your God? You know what a sin it is to give these terrorists God's land. And it was quite a question, and Clinton turned very red, and he didn't really answer. I recall he said thank you or something nondescript, and Rabin was so drunk that it didn't matter what Rabin did. He was barely standing up. I was watching his legs. They were caving in. But nonetheless, this Bush press conference, they didn't even have an open mic. Bush knew the names of the reporters. He knew what order to answer their questions. There were two Israeli reporters. The first one was Ayala Hassan, and on a separate show, she had a very weird incident, which I won't describe today. It's a little off topic, but I know something about her. And the second was Doron Rosenberg, I believe. He was at my home. He's from Haaretz magazine. If I'm not mistaken, he was the second question answer, question asker. And it was, well, from the far left, it goes without saying, there were no opposition voices whatsoever. It looked like the friendliest gathering you ever saw in your life. But the questions were all essentially that Israel's got to make peace. That Israel has to uproot its outposts. They use the word outpost for settlements that are not settlements. They are suburbs that were once started, but they were pressed. The Israeli government was pressed not to build expanded housing in places like Efrat and Beit El. That's where these outposts are. And Olmert was forced to say that he would put a stop to all these outposts. Outpost is a word that gives us a picture of Wyoming, 1860, settlements surrounded by four Indian tribes. That's not what they are. These are just plain, ordinary suburbs. And the Israeli reporters both asked, when are you, to Olmert, he said, when are you going to get rid of these outposts already? And Olmert, whoops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shavish, talking about the tragic fate of Israel.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th. also featuring the Intercourt Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, Barry is describing the press conference that was held yesterday when, of course, Olmert and Bush and Condoleezza Rice got together, and then there was a time for questions and answers from the floor, but everything was scripted. George Bush doesn't dare be in an open meeting where he's got to come up with independent answers. He knows who the reporters are. He knows their question. He knows the answer for them, because this is all staged for the public. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, just one reporter should have expressed the view of most Israelis, Mr. Bush, get out of our country. Who invited you to our country? Get out of here. You're not welcome here. That would be expressing what the majority of Israelis feel about Bush. And Olmert was trying to balance the view that Bush is somehow a warm, welcome visitor to Israel. He is not. Israelis, and I mean Israelis, every poll says that Olmert is not their prime minister. No one supports him. He's got an amazing 3% approval rating with a margin of error of 3%, which means he may be the only Israeli leader to have absolutely no approval rating, and he has no right to sign anything with Bush. Abbas has no support outside his front door. He has no right to represent the Palestinians, and Bush is going to get them to sign some sort of agreement that it's going to divide up Israel, make it indefensible, and it's going to be really, really soon. Peres, the murderer who is a president of Israel, who knocked off Rabin, organized his murder, organized the, murder of Sharon. I mean, he's sitting in the hospital without a brain. After drinking tea with Peres, he suffered a stroke. He and Bush are meeting, and Peres promises Bush that before he leaves office this year, there will be a peace treaty signed. None of these people represent either Israel or the Arabs. Now, if we could turn back the clock and there was no Oslo, there'd be no Abbas, and there'd be no PLO, and there'd be no Hamas. But they screwed Israel. It's that simple. They did bring in the PLO when Israel was winning the war and was establishing its territory. They brought in the enemy, and Israel's going to lose to this enemy just outright. Now, I had been for 3 weeks using my contacts to promote some sort of ugly welcome for Bush when he got to Jerusalem, and it was working. People that I was in contact with were doing posters. They were very imaginative posters, and then the Israeli government went to work using its police intelligence agent, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who was arrested twice in 12 hours for putting up posters. And then the police come and take down the posters. They did the provocation business. And then, of course, 3,000 people gather under the auspices of the Women in Green in a place called Har Choma, far away from the reporters, far away from Bush, and go into the rain and cold to build new settlements. This kept all the protests away from Bush. And I'm not sure this whole thing wasn't infiltrated in some way or another. In other words, every attempt was made to give the appearance of a warm welcome for Bush. And it, at times it was just obnoxious, where they bring in kindergarten kids to sing stupid children's songs in front of Bush, like he wants to see that. They brought them to the president's house. It was all organized, supposedly, to give Bush a warm welcome to Israel. They even shut off the lights of the old city of Jerusalem so Bush could enjoy the sunrise. This one, it's raining outside. He's not going to see the sunrise. It's all a bunch of hoax. Every last bit of it is a bunch of hoax. But the real problem is I've been watching the TV as an American, and it looks like Bush is really, really a popular figure in Israel. And no one understands this. The man is despised in Israel. Rice is despised in Israel. But thanks to the police and thanks to their lapdog Olmert, it looks like he had a good time there. Now, in about 2 hours from now, there's a scheduled protest rally in downtown Jerusalem. I will write tonight after I see if this rally had any effect whatsoever, either by email or on the news, to let the Bushes know they're not welcome in Israel. They've done enough damage. Never come back. If you come back, you'll be in danger. And that is the only message that makes any sense. You'll notice Bush is not going to Gaza, where he would be in danger. Now, we have the next set of questions at the press conference. They kept asking Bush not about his reason for being in Israel. They glossed over that. They kept asking about Iran and the attack on the patrol boats. Now, again, America released a picture of patrol boats, three of them, darting around a Navy frigate. I'd like to know what happened before the patrol boats went into action. I'd like to see exactly what the Navy did to provoke Iran into this action. Or for that matter, if the truth is opposite, I'd like to know why the Iranians felt at that moment, with 48 hours before Bush leaves for the Middle East, to provoke the American frigates. We are being shown only when the boats skirt around this boat, the American frigate. I'd like to know what happened before. And I'll bet you there was some sort of provocation by the American Navy.
Well, of course, Barry, the Iranians have announced that this whole thing was staged by the Americans or American intelligence, and that these were not Iranian boats. Who knows? All we know is what we're being told, and we're being programmed, and I think you're absolutely right. Isn't it interesting it happened just before Bush goes over there? The timing was perfect.
Well, I watched the Iranian film. It was shown on TV today, and it's very unconvincing. It just shows an American ship doing nothing. And never underestimate the power of Muslims to lie. I mean, they lie. It's as simple to them as breathing. So it's very hard to sort out the truth. But we know this. When Bush shows up in Saudi Arabia, the Saudis are really, really worried stiff that there's going to be a confrontation with Iran. And in such a case, the Arab so-called moderates, which means they're crooks, going to Monaco and stealing their government's money and placed in power by the likes of the CFR, and especially the British, by the way. That's a long history. But the point is, Bush has got a great argument that these Iranians are tweaking our noses. And, well, look, what are American ships doing in the Gulf of Hormuz? That is Iranian water, after all. And the Iranians and their patrol boats have a right to be there, and the American ships don't. So, I mean, this is a message that America's imperialism is back in full armor right now, and we don't know what really happened. And what's very worrisome, again, that press conference yesterday, the issue of Iran did not stop. Bush said that the Iranians may have stopped enriching uranium, but because they have the facilities to do it, they can start up whenever they want to again. And he was really threatening Iran at this press conference yesterday. Bush was extremely angry, but Rice, they focused on Rice, a very ugly witch of a woman, and this woman she looked absolutely horrifying. Until she met Abbas, she did not want to be around Jews. This woman is a pure and simple anti-Semite, the old-fashioned kind. And anyone who watched the press conference yesterday, well, with any degree of sensitivity, caught a very different message than the one analyzed by Fox and CNN, the worst analysis you've ever heard in your life, by the way. Well, it was not entirely unexpected, and the analysis was so superficial on the American meeting. What I'm telling you right now is that Olmert was told what to say. He was told to compliment Bush. He was told to tell the world that Annapolis was a very great conference. All of that was not Israel's idea. It was Bush's idea. And that was the press conference yesterday.
Well, certainly Israel is in trouble. They're going to be forced to give up their settlements in Judea and Samaria and create this Palestinian state. And Abbas cannot represent the Arabs. He's been actually he's actually was voted out of office by the Palestinians. So why is the United States negotiating with a man who has no prestige even among his own people?
Well,
the Palestinian people overwhelmingly voted for Hamas and repudiated Abbas, and yet, of course, we're negotiating with Abbas, which really doesn't make any sense.
Well, it gets even worse. You have to ask the big question. Is Israel really ever going to sign a peace treaty with Hamas and Hezbollah? I mean, that's who's rocketing them. By the way, the PLO are also rocketing Israel from Gaza. There's an army report out that 40% of the mortars and 32% of the rockets were actually Abbas's people shelling Israel and Sderot from Gaza. But it doesn't matter. They're all terrorists out to destroy Israel. But Hezbollah and Hamas are not even putting up a pretense that they will ever, ever sign an agreement with Israel. Never. Now, when you see a Bush at a press conference promising a peace treaty before he leaves office, you have to wonder, is this man completely nuts? Okay, that Israel is going to be at peace with Hamas and Hezbollah on its northern and southern borders, you have to say to yourself, this man is mad. But he's not mad. He's getting orders to destroy Israel. It's coming from the top of the CFR. It's coming from the oil industry in a big way. They have promised the Arabs that they will get rid of Israel, and they're going about it very, very efficiently, using Israeli leftist reporters asking the questions that will destroy the country, will destroy the settlements. And Olmert did not have to take one question that you would call critical. Either did Bush. I mean, can you imagine a press conference with not one critical reporter? Not even one. It's the whole conference. That's what you had. You had a farce yesterday.
Well, it's all staged. It's all staged for the American people to make everybody feel that everything's going to be fine, and the trouble is it's not going to be fine. And when America betrays Israel, there are going to be repercussions not only in Israel but in the United States, because God, I believe, is going to bring judgment on our nation as a result of what our leaders are doing.
Well, possibly.
But Israel's going to go. You disagree with that? That's fine.
I don't disagree. I just know Israel right now is hanging on by a thread, by the width and breadth of a thread right now. Look, your stock market might collapse today. You might have a 250-point loss, and you might be starting a depression, all of that, but you're going to survive. Israel very, very likely is heading into a Holocaust. It's not a matter of disagreement. It's a matter of timing.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with our good friend, Barry Shammon, right here at American Freedom Network.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shammis. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get hold of your books through Lulu.com, how they can get into your website, and how they can contact you and get the DVDs that you have.
Sure. Well, my books mostly are on Lulu, L-U-L-U.com, and you just, in the right-hand corner it says search. Write my name, that's C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll get to my books. I always recommend Bye Bye Gaza because it's the most up-to-date. And as for the website, it is officially called the Barry Chalmers website. But I think www.barrychalmers.com will get you there. There are phony websites up on the net. Really, it's a war on the internet against me, but I think you'll get there. I have the DVDs. Some of them have been made by your producer this morning, George, and call me. The Vatican DVD is, I think, very relevant. It's a two-hour DVD from Jerusalem, recorded a couple years ago, and my phone number for that is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605, and back to Israel. We know how this peace agreement, I believe we can put the pieces together now of what's going to happen. I received reports that an enormous number of American troops had come with Bush, and they were seen all through Judea and Samaria, all through Bethlehem, and I'm not sure if they were there to stay or not, but there were a lot of rumors that they came with Bush to actually separate the Israelis and Palestinians and create a Palestinian state. One thing I do know is that Abbas met with Sarkozy, Premier of France, and Sarkozy gave him a proposal that NATO troops come in and separate the two sides, to which Abbas agreed. He thought it was a great idea to have NATO troops come into the country instead of the Israel Defense Forces. C.P. Livni, Israel's foreign minister, agrees. The next thing you know, we're talking NATO troops. And just before Bush arrives, one James Jones, and not to be mixed up with the ambassador Richard Jones, it does get confusing. He was the former head of NATO forces. He offers the possibility to Olmert that American troops will patrol a swath of land between Israel and Palestine. And this is just before Bush arrives, which fueled the rumors that Bush was arriving with 8,000 American troops to start patrolling the land and put his peace deal into action. I've been following this, and since Bush has been there so far, it hasn't happened. Nonetheless, this is the plan. This is how you get yourself a new Palestinian state and get the Jews out of Judea and Samaria. You just create a swath of empty land, patrol it with American and NATO troops, and then you have, well, I have not changed my tune in 12, 14 years. Israel's primary enemies are the Vatican and the Council on Foreign Relations. And they would be patrolling, as they patrol southern Lebanon, they'd be patrolling the West Bank. Well, there you go. Israel no longer has the West Bank, nor East Jerusalem. Rice is that horrible witch of a Secretary of State, believes East Jerusalem is no different than anywhere in the West Bank. So out goes the Temple Mount, and Jerusalem ultimately is not Jewish anymore, and nor is it the capital of Israel anymore. It's a divided city like, well, before everything was fixed in Berlin or Belfast. Jerusalem will become one of these places, and the bullets will start flying immediately. That's the idea. That's what Bush has got planned. He's going to force this so-called peace down Israel's throat with his soldiers. Now, I'm going to switch very, very quickly to the effect that all of this has had in Israel. And you have to remember that when you have a missile hitting a neighborhood, you have to know what a missile does. A lot of people just think that they land and you fix up the street and it's back to normal again. When a missile is launched. And I've had them go over my head. I've had them land near me. Well, not just in warfare. I was once fishing on the Dan River for trout. It's in the northern Galilee. When a Katyusha landed in the field, I'd say 200 yards from us. We're fishing for trout, and then we hear that the Katyusha sound, which goes, that's what they sound like when they pass over you. And we had this thing explode in the field. And I just told my friend then, I said, we got to get out of here. We're under attack. And he said, no, he wants to catch the fish. Now, if that Katyusha had landed at the kibbutz, there would be a huge explosion. There would be shrapnel. There would be nuts and bolts flying everywhere. There would be wounded and dead lying on the ground. It's a very, very scary thing to be attacked by Katyushas. Israel was attacked in the last week by three Katyushas. Three nights ago, two Katyushas were launched by Hezbollah. Okay, supposedly impossible because NATO troops were patrolling southern Lebanon, but Israel, the town of Shlomi, was attacked by two Katyushas. And then the week before, out of the Gaza Strip, came a Katyusha aimed at Ashkelon. It landed 50 yards from a residential neighborhood. This is what Israel can expect, but in the thousands coming up, Israel this week was attacked by not just Qassams, which are devastating enough, but by guided Russian missiles called Katyushas. This happened just as Bush was about to arrive in Israel, that Israel entered a new stage of its warfare. Now, that stage is made even worse. Israel sent in, after the Katyusha in Ashkelon, Israel actually had three airstrikes and helicopter attacks on Gaza. First time I can recall that since the days of Begin. The helicopter was attacked by anti-aircraft missiles. Undoubtedly Russian SAM-7s. The aircraft was hit. An Israeli helicopter, I think a small one, a Cobra, was hit. And when it landed, it was hit by a missile. If Israel ever mounts a war in Gaza, they have to deal with the fact that Hamas has got anti-aircraft missiles, and there are going to be losses.
Sure, and of course, the thing is, these surface-to-air missiles can be deadly as far as helicopters and even as far as jets. But we'll be back in just a moment with Barry to wrap up the program here on the plight of Israel.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, talking about the situation that is developing in Israel as America is pressuring Israel to go along with the idea of a Palestinian state. The trouble is that the man who is negotiating for the Palestinians doesn't represent the Palestinians. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you try to negotiate with Abbas, who has no following among the Palestinians? The power is with Hamas. Why not negotiate with Hamas? Because Hamas won't negotiate. Israel won't negotiate with Hamas. Hamas won't negotiate with Israel. And so it is all window dressing about what is happening. Of course, as Israel is being put into an increasingly defensive and untenable and undefensible position. So pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, how much time do we have?
We have, only about 6 minutes now, 5 minutes.
All right. I'll summarize. There was one last thing at the press conference that I had never heard before, and I would take it very seriously if I was an American. Olmert mentioned that Bush had offered, I believe it was Israel and not everybody, a $30 billion peace package.
I've heard those same rumors that there was going to be a large amount of money given to Israel if they would simply go along with his plan.
$30 billion. Israel has been receiving $3 billion, which I have advocated that Israel not take a penny of it and get out of America's hair as fast as possible. But $30 billion, Israel's GDP is $120 billion. So you're talking about a quarter of a year of Israel's entire gross domestic product. You do not want to give $30 billion to bribe Israel and the Palestinians to make peace. It's money down the drain. But I never heard a figure like this ever offered. Just the suffering of the Gush Katif Jews, 10,000 of them, for $30 billion, you could put them all in new houses with swimming pools and a tennis court. I mean, what is this money going to be used for except just plain raw corruption? That's all it's going to be used for. You're going to rob the American treasury to give to Israeli and Arab crooks. The first time I ever heard that. And I'll follow that if it's real. We'll keep up with that. But one last issue, the damage that is being done to Israel. The government has this program to lure Israelis back, Israelis who left the country. And there are apparently 600,000 in the United States. We learned about 2 weeks ago that this year the figure of Israelis who left Israel for the United States was about 31,000. They said a little over 30,000. The number of immigrants to Israel from the United States was 3,000. That is a net loss of 10 times the number of Israelis leaving for the United States as the number of insane Americans giving up their security and homes and going to Israel. Israel has always had a tremendous amount of immigration, but this year was the worst year for immigration in 20 years. There were 19,000, mostly from Russia and Ethiopia. That is a net loss of 11,000 in immigration figures. Israel right now is slowly losing its people. There are reasons for this which I won't dive into. It's a loss of faith, a belief that your leadership is totally corrupt, a belief that your army is being used not for the defense of Jews, but in fact to uproot Jews from their homes. There are a lot of factors, but, and by the way, this is a good thing in a way that the Israelis are leaving. You'd have to be nuts to stay there for the upcoming Holocaust. Only 3,000 Americans went to Israel this year, and 30,000 Israelis went to America. Well, let's say that 25,000 of them went to America and 6,000 elsewhere. That is the real fact on the ground. This business that people are being called to the Holy Land and moving there is utter nonsense. And, well, that's just a phenomenon. And the final little fact is the army finally admitted. It's got no choice to admit it. The number of refusals, Israelis refusing to join the IDF, has jumped enormously. 10 years ago, it was 18%, almost all ultra-Orthodox yeshiva students. It has now reached 28%. We're creeping to about one-third of all Israeli youth, and by the way, it's 42% for women, are refusing to serve in the Israel Defense Force. The number two reason for this very frightening jump is the pullout, the use of the IDF to destroy Israeli families in Gush Katif, and the refusal to serve in an army that is not used to defend Jews, but to attack Jews. It's something I've been saying all year long on this program, that it's going to catch up with the army. Well, it apparently has caught up with the army.
And I'm rather proud of those young people who say, we're not going to serve in an army that's going to betray Israel. So, and I think you would agree with that.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And don't forget, I was very, very proud of serving in the Israel Defense Forces. I was proud when I put on my uniform. If I had to wear that uniform today, I would hide in the closet.
Well, what a sad commentary on what was once a very patriotic military force, the IDF, which was, of course, to defend Israel, which is now being used to destroy Israel. But then so much of what's going on today just doesn't make any logical sense, so there has to be another answer.
Well, I'm sending you a film of me, and I'm writing it up as a story tonight. I already sent it to you before I write it up. I had a DVD made in New York, and you'll enjoy it.
I'll look forward to it, Barry. Bye-bye. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith,
Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Intercourt Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
Well, Dr. Stad, basically, how can we understand what's going on in Israel? Well, I believe that there are other forces out there. I believe that there are secret societies. And I believe that one of the major goals of those secret societies is the destruction of Israel. And, of course, those same secret societies eventually will destroy America. But for the time being, they're using America's military and financial power to bring about this one-world government. And then, of course, once everything is in place, they will no longer need us. And, of course, they will destroy this country. They'll destroy our economy, and they will create chaos in here. And that's why one reason why they are in the process of bringing so many people in from Mexico so they can play Hispanic against the white and of course, create a situation of chaos and crisis. Things are happening because there really are secret societies that work out there, and they work through the great tax-exempt foundations. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, all of which are fronts for these secret societies that have been around for literally thousands of years. And you only need to look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission, and if you look very carefully, you'll see three arrows, but you look at the inside of the arrows, you can see the sixes, six, 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 joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Go to their website, trilateral.org, and understand their goal is in one world order, the New World Religion. And everything really has a spiritual component to it. And when you recognize that, why, of course, so much of what's going on will make sense. Well, we do hope that you'll go to our website of radioliberty.com, where you can, of course, pull down our radio programs free of charge, our DVDs full of charge, free of charge, our newsletters free of charge. We hope that you'll want to get either go through and pull down our newsletters on the occult or get our three pamphlets set on the occult hierarchy, because there is an occult hierarchy that rules the world, and they openly claim it. They even put out their pamphlets talking about the, well, they call it the spiritual hierarchy, but it's all one and the same. And the demonic forces that are working behind the scenes to control what's going on. Now, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see my talk on, and it's on DVD, on the Forbidden Secret. You need the four-tape set on the secret behind the secret, and that's available in the CD. You need to get our four-tape set on Satanism and deliverance, on the supernatural. You need to understand there is another dimension out there that where the beings from the other dimension are influencing what is going on in our society, because there really are demonic forces that have been at work here in America and the world for literally thousands of years. And, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get books like our book on satanic crimes, and then, of course, the four-tape set that goes with that. We hope you'll want to get our new great four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have a book on the Bilderbergers. We have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers with people, of course, who've analyzed this. And behind the Bilderbergers are these powerful spiritual forces, and that is what the book Satanic Crimes, because it covers the occult forces within the Bilderbergers, the depravity that represents there, the pedophilia rings within the Bilderbergers itself, the richest and most powerful men in the world. So our number 1-800-544